Well, Greenwood, we're down here today as part of the RFU initiative O2 Touch, trying to get more people to choose rugby. Just tell us a little bit more about it.
Yes, I think most sports are struggling. I don't think rugby's on its own in saying numbers are dropping. I know Sport England came out with the stats recently. It's gone down from just under 250,000 people playing rugby in some form or another at least once a week down to about 175,000. So not great. Part of the World Cup bid that I was involved with when we went to Dublin a couple of years ago now to win the World Cup bid, or to bring the World Cup to England in 2015, was an RFU promise to invest a lot of money in grassroots rugby and to make sure we increase participation numbers and each rugby club gets at least one more team of players by 2015. So that's the big picture. So when you've got big picture, you've got to have small details. So where does the small detail start? With things like this, the umbrella sort of name for it is Choose Rugby, and then within that we've got Touch Rugby, the sort of just pick up a ball and play, get your hands on a ball, find a few mates. We're here by Tower Bridge, we're on a piece of grass that's probably 10 metres by 5 metres, you know, mixed, different ages, breaks down, demystifies rugby, rules are dead simple, don't need a referee, you can have jumpers as the touch lines. I mean, it's just a case of come and try it. If you've never played rugby before, and if you used to play rugby and you've given it up, come and remind yourself why you used to play. And then from there, it's a tremendous way to get fit. It's a tremendous way to improve your core skills. And if you like it, then go and try sevens or go and try 15-a-side. Go and join your local rugby club. A lot of local rugby clubs are running this. I think the RFU have given out about 200 to 250 rugby clubs, 300 secondary schools, 65 colleges, something like that. And the ability for another 1,600 clubs to get involved with this campaign. It's yes, we are fighting for the sort of potentially the same group of people that the cricketers are and the tennis guys are. So we've got to make sure we do it well. And I think the RFU absolutely got to be applauded for this initiative. It's a great scheme, and it caters for all. Now, when people watch rugby, they can believe it to be played by one group of people and one group of people alone. What we're trying to do with this is show that rugby can be played by anyone.
Yeah, certainly. And the perception of touch rugby for a lot of people perhaps over the age of maybe 16, 18, because it didn't come in when say we were all a lot younger, is that it's this two hands on the waist, pass the ball thing. But it's not that, is it? It's something that our Southern Hemispherian cousins certainly have all been playing since they were very young, and it's a very quick, dynamic version of the game.
Absolutely. You go into Wimbledon Park and it's always the South Africans who win the touch game because they're sharper. Understanding of what's going on, they've been doing it a lot, as you say. It's just about getting your hands on the ball and increasing your skill level. A game's just about to start around us, but as you say, it's literally you goes over there, you over there, there's the ball, go, off you go. There's no scrums, there's no line outs, there's no tackle, there's no mauling technique. It's just improving your basic skill levels. And I've said already demystifying. Perhaps it's changing people's perception of an oval ball. They think, oh my God, I can't touch one of those. It's an odd shaped thing. I like a round one, and I've played netball, and I've played rounders, and I've played cricket, and I've played football, and I've played tennis. A ball should be round. A ball that's oval is wrong. But it's not wrong. I say that as it bounces off awkwardly in the background. I've brought up around a rugby field. My dad played England rugby. And it's taken me all over the world, so I'm passionate about it. I hope that comes through, and just want people to give it a go. What's the, you know, the Dr. Pepper, what's the worst that can happen? Turn up, give it a go. You don't like it, fine. Don't just walk past it and go, that game's not for me. It is for everyone.
And mentioning the World Game, we've got the World Cup coming up, of course. England are going to be naming their training squad on Monday. Are there faces that you've seen over the last few months that you really hope are going to get a shout and get in there?
It's a squad that we cover it so much. Work on it with Sky and the Telegraph. I can sometimes take for granted that everyone will know who it will be. You know, there'll be the usual faces that Johnson has picked down the last sort of year or so. You know, Dylan Hartley's, Nick Easter's, Ben Young's, Toby Flood, Shontaine Harper's, Mike Tindall's. They're the sort of obvious guys that'll be involved. And then there's going to be opportunities for fringe players. You know, there's an opportunity for Matt Stevens to come back after his exile from rugby, which I think will be a tremendous testament to his character after what he's been through. And then there'll be the younger variety. I'm sure we'll see Manu Tuilagi in there. Hopefully learnt an interesting lesson about maintaining your composure and control in the big game.